You know by now, if you've been paying attention, that the coronavirus pandemic is, if not a turning point in history, then the midwife to profound change, or at the very least, an opportunity for a bit of a rethink. Everything has changed, except, perhaps, minds. Those who expected China or the European Union or shareholder capitalism to blow up are now more convinced it will. Believers in globalization's retreat or inflation's comeback have fewer doubts. And if you were chary of emerging markets, you might be more so now. In March, when there was a mad scramble for cash, the cash everyone wanted was dollars. When the dollar gets bid up, it hurts emerging markets. If inflation returns meanwhile, it will surely show up first in the developing world. Yet if these vices seem more apparent, so does the virtue of diversification. The ideal diversifier is not just something other than what you own, but something that contrasts with it. The typical portfolio is rich in dollar assets, in treasuries, and the leading American shares. It needs a counterweight, an anti-dollar trade. A benchmark basket of emerging market stocks is a good one. It helps that such stocks are cheap. Valuations based on company earnings are often misleading at the start of recessions. Recent earnings figures flatter the appraisal. Forward-looking estimates of profits take time to reflect grim reality. A way round this is to use a measure that takes in company profits over the cycle. The CAPE, cyclically adjusted price-earnings ratio, popularized by Robert Shiller of Yale University. A snapshot taken at recent market lows by James Montier of GMO, an asset management firm, shows a healthy margin of safety. Emerging market shares look very cheap relative to both their history and to America's S&P 500 index of shares. Rich world investors must also consider exchange rate risk. Forecasting currencies is a mug's game. Even so, a shrewd investor should at least check she is not buying a currency that is obviously riding high and thus at greater risk of a dramatic fall.